And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London. So let's get down to business. Today's Monday, the 5th of March, 2018. Been an interesting weekend thus far on the crypto markets. We saw an interesting story break regarding ICOs being subpoenaed by the SEC. So what does this mean? Does this mean that ICOs can no longer follow the soft report? Is the soft report backed by the SEC? These are the type of questions a lot of ICOs who are looking to raise capital asking themselves. And it's a very interesting question because everyone has different opinions. Other than that, the crypto market cap is currently at $470 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is 41.3%. In today's show, we've got tons of exciting stories that have been breaking in the last 24 hours. So let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash.
Crypto news stories from around the world.
PayPal files for patent system to speed up cryptocurrency transaction times. Just broke, so let's jump into the story. US-based payments giant PayPal has filed for a patent with the US Patent and Trademark Office, the USPTO, published on March 1st, to increase the speed of cryptocurrency payments. The patent describes an expedited virtual currency transaction system involving the use of a secondary private keys to shorten wait times for transactions between consumers and merchants. The patent's investors are listed as Cheng Tian and Sandy Lin Godsey of San Jose, California, with PayPal Inc. listed as the applicant. According to the patent, PayPal is attempting to solve the problem of slow transaction times for cryptocurrency trades that have led potential crypto users to instead choose to perform the transaction using traditional payment methods rather the virtual currency. Issues like this have slowed the adoption of virtual currencies despite their advantages, the patent states. The patent details how the creation of secondary wallets with their own private keys will make transaction times much faster, practically eliminating the amount of time the payee must wait to be sure they will receive a virtual currency payment in a virtual currency transaction. The shortened wait times is due to the reportedly faster process of transferring the private keys associated with predefined amounts of cryptocurrency that are equivalent to the amount in the transaction. In late February 2018, PayPal's chief financial officer, John Rainey, spoke favorably of the possibility for Bitcoin to become a popular payment method used every day. Great story. Let me know your thoughts. Let's jump on to the next one. Coinbase hit by a lawsuit over alleged insider trading. A story that's just been released today, so let's jump into it. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has been hit by a class action lawsuit over alleged insider trading during its launch of Bitcoin Cash. According to a court document dated last Thursday, the case has been brought by Jeffrey Burke, representing a group of investors that placed trading orders on Coinbase or its order book trading platform, GDAX, from December 19th to 21st, 2017. Based on the complaint, the case takes aim at Coinbase's launch of Bitcoin Cash trading in the same month, with the plaintiffs accusing the company of tipping off insiders ahead of the formal launch. As such, the group accuses the firm of negligence and is seeking damages, the amount of which will be decided at trial. As previously reported, San Francisco-based Coinbase first announced in August that it would support Bitcoin Cash, a new crypto asset that was forked from the Bitcoin blockchain in November. At the time, the exchange said the new service would go live by January 1st, after which investors would be able to withdraw Bitcoin Cash. When Coinbase launched Bitcoin Cash trading on December 20th, Bitcoin Cash prices spiked just prior to the announcement, and acquisitions soon appeared on social media, suggesting that employees of the firm might have tipped off others in advance. The company responded to the claims by announcing it would conduct an investigation into whether any staff members may have violated its insider trading rules. However, the plaintiffs allege that the firm has never revealed the full results of its investigation, and it has violated California's unfair competition law. The complaint states, When Coinbase customers' trades were finally executed, it was only after the insiders had driven up the price of Bitcoin Cash, and thus the remaining Bitcoin customers only received their Bitcoin Cash at artificially inflated prices that had been manipulated well beyond the fair market value of Bitcoin Cash at that time. Let me know your thoughts. It is an interesting subject and topic for that matter to see what happens, because it's an unregulated market. So we have to see how this pans out. But I know this is going to have everyone's attention to see what the results of this trial will be. Let's jump on to the next story. TechCrunch founder's crypto fund subpoenaed by SEC. A story that was released on the back of last week, but I just wanted to go through it again because there's going to be more stories in the next couple of days coming out on this topic. So let's jump in. The US Securities and Exchange Commission has reportedly subpoenaed the cryptocurrency investment fund launched last year by TechCrunch founder Michael Arrington. Speaking to CNBC, Arrington confirmed the subpoena, which comes amid what is rumored to be a widening investigation into initial coin offerings by the US securities regulator. It's not entirely clear, however, how wide-reaching the investigation is or where exactly it began. Still, Arrington's disclosure marks the second public acknowledgement of its kind, coming a day after e-commerce giant Overstock revealed that it had received what is called a voluntary document request from the SEC in light of a token sale of its own. "We received a subpoena. Every crypto fund I've talked to has received one," Arrington told the network, going on to say, "That's fine. They just have to figure out a way of what they want. They need to set up rules so we can follow them. That's all the market's begging for at this stage." And I would agree with that quite heavily. Arrington announced last November during CoinDesk's Consensus Invest event in New York that he was raising $100 million for a hedge fund called Arrington XRP Capital. The comments to CNBC come more than 2 weeks after a series of now deleted tweets in which Arrington struck a critical tone regarding the SEC's efforts. "I'm not mad, I'm terrified. These are blue chip deals with top law firms who checked every box they could think of. And the SEC is going after not just the companies, but the investors," he wrote in one tweet. So let me know your thoughts on the story. It's an interesting one. As I said, it's got a lot of focus at the minute. Is the soft agreement still applicable? These are the kind of questions that people are looking for the answers for. So let me know your thoughts on what you think the situation is. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Roger Ver, and here's the tweet. "In 2013, everyone knew that Bitcoin could scale to tens of thousands of transactions per second on chain." And he shows a screenshot of a blog post basically dated back to 2013 where someone's saying that as well. So it was great to see that. The second tweet today goes to CCN. And you can go follow them at CryptoCoinsNews. And here's the tweet. 1,200 Australian newsstands are now selling Bitcoin and Ethereum. Great tweet. Informative. And it's great to see the Australians on the other side of the world are adopting the crypto space like we are in London town. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
To kick things off today, the Moonlight White Paper is now online at the website, and you can go check that out, www.moonlight.io. So definitely check that out. Moonlight is an ICO that I feel is definitely worth your attention to look into and do some of your own due diligence on, because this isn't advice. This isn't trading advice. This is just our in-house view at SVK Crypto in London. So definitely check that out. On the ICO side of things, PolicyPal. Now, for those that don't know PolicyPal, they've already finished their ICO, but PolicyPal Network's a platform built with a twofold vision of addressing key issues that overlap the fields of both insurance and crypto assets in the world today. So these guys raised the $22 million they needed, so that was the hard cap, in less than 35 seconds. I'm proud to announce they'll be at our event on the 27th of March at WeWork Moorgate. We haven't started advertising that, but because I mentioned PolicyPal, I had to mention that I'd be down at our next event. So on just an overall view of the market, it's pretty flat, has been for the last couple of days, which is kind of frustrating as we're, you know, as day in, day out living and breathing crypto. But this is, we're in it for the long journey. We're in it for the short journey. So that's okay. But, you know, we've seen a lot of the altcoins coming down in value. We're seeing a lot of people entering back into Bitcoin. Bitcoin trading volumes at a highs at the minute, which is great to see that people are going back behind Bitcoin. Because if you remember back in January, December, January, we kind of saw Bitcoin fading out a little bit and dropping down down in price, which was strange to see. Also, something that has not been officially announced, and I'm not saying I know if it's true or not, but I have heard whispers that Trinity Credit Networks, and the ticker for that is TNC, is potentially partnering up with the Next Exchange. I mean, this is something that is on a lot of different forums out there, so this is something we'll be updating you with, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention. Do your own research on this. This is something I've come across, what our research team has on the forums online. So definitely check that out. Hasn't been officially announced. Hasn't been announced at all. So it doesn't mean it's happening or not happening, but definitely look into that because I have heard a few things on the forums out there. With that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a phenomenal rest of your day. Remember to keep the crypto faith alive, and we'll be back tomorrow with another great show. And by the way, we've got Doc.io coming on the show this week. We also have Switchio Network CEO Ivan. He's coming on the show later this week as well. So we've got an action-packed lineup, and we can't wait to deliver it to you guys. So keep tuned, keep subscribing, and remember to share the crypto love. Remember to like us, tweet us at @SVK_crypto, Telegram. Join our Telegram community that's always growing, and that's SVK Crowd, one word. Email me, cstory@svkcrypto.com, and remember to share the crypto love. Have a phenomenal day. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.